Justin Timberlake, T.I., my love. It's Hot 101.5. We got Tampa Bay Secrets on the way here in just a second. But thanks to Karen on Twitter, she said, at Miguel and Holly and at Hot 101.5, I love these quarantine throwbacks. Brings me back to my childhood. Thank you all for bringing such joy in all of our lives. And that's what it's for. It's a huge shout out to 411 Pain for making that happen.
Yes.
This is what we call Tampa Bay Secrets, and we are live right now on the Miguel and Holly Facebook page and on Instagram. Holly, what is quarantine secrets?
Well, secrets in general are anything that you are keeping to yourself and you can't tell anybody for whatever reason. But especially right now during quarantine, maybe you just don't have anyone to talk to and get these secrets off your chest. Maybe it's about the person that you're social isolating with, whatever it is, and you don't have a way to get it off your chest to, like, relieve yourself. That's when you let us know at hot1015tampabay.com, and you remain anonymous.
And we are live right now on the Miguel and Holly Facebook page. So if you want to leave some advice for people in the Miguel and Holly fam with their quarantine secrets, you can do so on there. Here's the opener. I'm a teacher, and I love not having to see my students every day. I love my job, but my students were such a handful this year. I hope I never have to see them again this school year.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to know what? I'm sure that every parent of the children in that class is feeling it now, too. Because
they're like, oh, I don't want to see my kids for the rest of the summer. Can we make that happen?
Oh, my goodness.
Can we send them to the grandparents?
Yeah, right.
Here's another Tampa Bay secret. Is my boyfriend bisexual or just curious? Last week, I found some adult material that's gay on his phone, and it's not the first time either. This is the third time in 6 months. I didn't bring it up because I don't know how to go buy it. Could this be just a fetish, or could he be into guys? Please help me. What would you tell her, Holly?
Well, first, you got to bring it up.
No.
You do have to bring it up at this point because now, you keep looking, obviously, you know, and you're going to have to. That's what happens when you look, you open the door and you have to be willing to accept the consequence. Consequence being, admit that you looked.
Right.
And then try to have an open, honest conversation, but it might not be something he's ready to talk about. But that is, it's a legit concern. As a straight woman, you think, wait a minute. Am I enough?
Yeah.
Like, I get all the feelings that you might be feeling, but Miguel, speak on what it might be on the other side.
Well, I mean, actually, I want to ask you, Scott, as the straight guy, go over to that microphone over there. Yeah, there we go. So, I mean, do you, and this is honest, you don't have to say any names. Have you ever known any of your straight guy friends to watch gay adult material?
I can't think of anybody off the top of my head. I mean, I'm sure there has been, but I think in the situations that I've been in, they're definitely more on the side of not wanting to talk about it until they bring it up.
Right.
And I think if you confront them about it, they're going to be very, like, sheltered back into their shell.
Right.
Of just trying to defend it with something.
I think just having an honest conversation, because if that's something that he is going through, that needs to be a conversation that both of you have, because you want to know what's actually going on, because it's not just him, it's you too.
Right. And I think that's fair. I mean, if I were to say, you know, because Scott's right, like, there's going to be some pushback.
Absolutely.
It would be like if you, it's not the same, but it would be like if you caught someone cheating and then you had to ask about it and they're going to be like, no, I'm not cheating.
No.
Well, okay, so there's proof. You have proof. You can just say, you know, and be non-judgmental when you do it. That's the biggest thing. You can't go in being like, hey, are you bi or gay or what? That's not the right way to do it. But if you say, hey, I mean, okay, you know, this is my fault. I looked at your phone and I found this. You know, what does this mean? No judgment.
What's some advice that you have for this person in the Miguel and Holly fam? Hit up the Miguel and Holly Facebook page. We are live right now. Here is the closer. Let's see here. I'm a healthcare worker and have been depressed for months, but haven't told anyone. I have RBF, that's resting B face, and I'm always told to smile more to look more approachable. Now, because of COVID-19, we have to wear masks all the time. And I'm glad because I don't have to fake being happy anymore since no one can tell I'm always sad behind the mask.
Heart goes out to you. I hope that you're doing something. If you know that you're suffering from depression, I hope that you are looking at treatment for it, because it can be treated.
Yeah.
100%. That is a treatable condition. So don't suffer needlessly. Definitely reach out to your healthcare provider. Look at some options. Don't suffer.
I think that goes for anyone. I was going to say anyone on the front lines, but anyone right now, because we're living in unpredictable times that we've never gone through before.
Mm-hmm.
So no one's going to shame you or make you feel bad for asking for help.
No.
For asking for someone to just listen to you talk.
Yeah.
So it is okay to do that. That's what we call quarantine secrets. If you have one, you can let us know at hot1015tampabay.com.